Dear saints, the hymnist writes, "The King of love my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever." I'm sure you noticed that this hymn is a restatement of Psalm 23, written by David. And like the people of Israel under King David, we too have a shepherd king. Prior to becoming king, David was shepherd, and Christ our Lord describes himself as the good shepherd, the shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And as the hymn declares, this shepherd is also our king, the king of love. No one loves you like Christ loves you. His goodness never fails. With Jesus Christ as our shepherd king, we will never be in want. We will lack no good thing. And since what God ordains is always good, whatever he sends your way is out of his goodness and for your eternal benefit. While your love and my love for Christ may be wanting or even fail, his love for you is never failing. Those who cling to Christ as their shepherd by the power of his Holy Spirit will be with him forever. To be his sheep is nothing less than the threefold description that Jesus gives us in our gospel reading. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus knows you. Listen to him. Follow his voice. Follow him where? The hymnist continues, where streams of living water flow, my ransomed soul he leadeth, and where the verdant pastures grow with food celestial feedeth. Like a shepherd who leads his flock to cool water, your shepherd has led you to water, the waters of holy baptism. You did not come there on your own. You were brought there by your Savior, by your shepherd. The water in this font combined with the almighty word of God becomes a life-giving water. And while there is a specific point in time, that point when you were baptized, the effects of your baptism are ongoing. That event in time has lasting spiritual effect on your life. Because your shepherd leads you again and again to remember what happened there, what happened in those waters where he gave you his Holy Spirit, where he put his name on you, marked you, branded you, if you will, as one of his dear lambs. Jesus Christ ransomed you for God. That is, he bought you back from the powers of this world. He paid the debt of your sin on the cross. He ransomed your soul, as the hymnist writes, and delivered that gift to you in the water, the streams of living water, which are your baptism. And now as you walk through this life, he feeds you with celestial, with heavenly food, for Jesus himself declares that he is the bread of life. And on this bread you feast, as you gladly and regularly hear his word, as you feast on his body and blood in the divine holy communion. Perverse and foolish oft I strayed, but yet in love he sought me, and on his shoulder gently laid, and home rejoicing brought me. And yet, though baptized, the hymnist reminds us that we are imperfect sheep. We are prone to wander. We are prone to get ourselves into situations full of temptation and sin. Oh, some may wander away from the church entirely, forsaking the faith. But I suspect that our wanderings are usually a little less dramatic. Did you ever walk along a path as a child, maybe in the forest or in a meadow, and just once in a while you would deviate from the path, a little to the left, a little to the right, maybe wandering a little bit farther waiting to see if anything bad would happen or if the voice of your mother might call you back to get on the path. And so it is that we play with sin. We dabble in it. We let the perversions of our mortal flesh have their way with us, oh, just once in a while. But we are foolish to let such temptations creep in. If it were not for our good shepherd, our own paths would lead us right into the fires of hell. But our shepherd does not leave us wandering aimlessly through this world. He seeks us. He puts us on his shoulders, and his voice calls out to us, working repentance and faith in him. He brings us home into his church. This place, this home, is a place of rejoicing, rejoicing for both you and me and for our Father in heaven. It is the place Christ wants you to be, so you would joyfully receive all the good things he wants to give you. In death's dark veil, I fear no ill with thee, dear Lord, beside me. Thy rod and staff, my comfort still, thy cross before to guide me. Or as the psalmist puts it, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. We are indeed, each one of us, walking through death's dark veil. Our lives are an unceasing march from birth to death, for that is the fate of sinners. None of us know how long that march will be. Yet we do not fear death, because our Shepherd King has walked that same path from life to death and is victorious over it. In 1 Samuel, we read this. David said to Saul, your servant used to keep sheep for his father. And when there came a lion or a bear and took a lamb from the flock, I went after him and struck him and delivered it out of his mouth. And if he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and struck him and killed him. And so Christ has delivered you out of the jaws of that ravening lion, death. He has snatched you away from the evil one. And now you are guided by Christ and his cross like a shepherd's crook. The cross reminds us that Jesus has already passed through life into death, and through back to life again. The cross of Christ proves that your sin has been paid for, and that the grave has been emptied of its terror. O death, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? And as Jesus rose from the dead, death no longer has dominion over him, and death no longer has dominion over you. As Jesus said in our gospel reading, no one will snatch you out of his hand. You will not perish, but you who die in faith will be raised in glory. Thou spreadst a table in my sight, thine unction grace bestoweth. And oh, what transport of delight from thy pure chalice floweth. The psalmist writes that the Lord prepares a table for us in the presence of our enemies. It is at that table that he bestows upon us his grace. Brothers and sisters, the table is spread before you. The altar is here prepared for you in your sight. The table where Christ is the host, where he serves you, and he himself is the content of that meal in his body and his blood. In the midst of the enemies of this world, who would lead you to feast at other tables, who would wish you to delight in the delicacies that the world offers, in the midst of the chaotic lawlessness of our world, here we find sanctuary, an oasis, a table, a meal, a table at which we commune with and feast with our Good Shepherd, and with those who have died in the faith, and with each other. And grace and the forgiveness of sins is poured out to you from this table again and again. From this chalice flows the New Testament in Christ's blood, which should bring to you a delight and a joy that nothing else in all the world does. And so through all the length of days, thy goodness faileth never. Good Shepherd, may I sing thy praise within thy house forever. Yes, the goodness of your Good Shepherd continues through all the days of this life, but his goodness extends beyond that. Before you were born, before the foundation of the world, Christ knew you. Through this life, Christ guides you. And in eternal life, Christ will rejoice with you. Our length of days in this life has an end. Our length of days in the life to come has no end. Christ's goodness is yours now. His goodness continues for all eternity. And here in the divine service, you practice. You practice being in heaven. For here is as close to heaven as you and I get in this life. Here you see God with eyes of faith in his word, in his sacraments. In eternal life, you will see him with eyes of flesh, as you will see him face to face. Here in the Lord's house, you sing his praise. You proclaim all his wonderful works. Here you sing with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. And in eternity, you will do the same. The end of this hymn is a petition. It's a request to God, a prayer that we would remain in this faith, that God would continue to deliver us from evil, that we would treasure and hold fast to the word of our shepherd's voice, and thus, having fought the good fight of faith in death, dwell in his heavenly mansions, singing his praise for eternity. May God grant it for Jesus' sake. In his name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.